This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for September 2022. How did classical music play a part of Charles Emery Apgar's life as a scientist, inventor, hero of World I and II, and musician, and which musical instrument did he play? Charles E. Apgar was born on June 28, 1865, in Somerset County, New Jersey, to George Charles Apgar and Emily Van Dorn Apgar. He and his parents and six siblings moved to Bernardsville, New Jersey in 1876. As a young child, Charles was fascinated by math, science, and studying the piano. When Charles was 15, he met George Senee, a well-known New York banker vacationing in Bernardsville. Quote, Senee thought that young Charles showed academic promise, so he decided to put Charles through school. His schooling consisted of 3 years, 1880 to 1883, at Centenary Collegiate Institute, and then 1 year at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. Charles's Centenary was one of the top students in math and science, as well as music. Consequently, quote, when a laboratory explosion accidentally killed his chemistry teacher, Charles was appointed temporary substitute teacher. He was also the organist for the chapel services every Sunday. After a successful career at Centenary, he attended Wesleyan for 1 year, end quote. When Senee's bank failed, quote, Charles' college education ended. In 1885, at 20 years of age, Charles began working for New York Life Insurance Company in the Treasurer's Department. Quote, for the next 6 years, he steadily worked his way up, next in line for one of the vice president's position. The company was increasing its volume of business at a very rapid rate. Tragically, the company did not increase employment in proportion to the rising workload. End quote. Charles was overworked, working long hours with increased pressure. He had a nervous breakdown in 1902, and his doctors said he needed, quote, to work out of doors at something congenial. He began selling pianos for the Aeolian Music Company and also found a second job selling automobiles. He continued working at both companies from 1902 to 1910. Charles Apgar married Helen May Clark Apgar on May 1, 1894 in Ocean Grove, New Jersey. They were the parents of Lawrence C. Apgar, born in 1907, and Virginia Apgar, born in 1909. Charles and Helen's children, quote, grew up in a lively household. Their daughter Virginia said, quote, she came from a family that never sat down. Charles, a wonderful pianist, shared his enjoyment of music by performing musical concerts with his children in the living room of their home. Lawrence was a gifted pianist, and Virginia was a talented violinist and cellist. Virginia and Lawrence often played duets together. Charles also shared with them his science experiments in the basement and attic of their house. Quote, the children in the family were well-versed in astronomy and chemistry, and self-development was considered one of the main priorities of life, end quote. Charles began reading and studying Marconi and Lee DeForest wireless system that they had invented in 1903. He mastered their system and built a wireless system in the basement of his home on December 11, 1910. Also in the basement, he had a chemical lab. In his attic, he built a telescope and wrote scientific papers on astronomy. Charles, quote, became good friends with chief engineer Roy A. Wiggin of the New Jersey-based Marconi Company, and through this contact, he was able to get a job as a researcher there. He worked there from 1909 to 1921. He made many important inventions while working for Marconi. Probably his most important invention was the process for recording wireless. Charles Waller Marconi and Company invented, quote, an amplophone circuit, which amplified even the smallest noises so as to make them easier to record. It took 3 years to perfect. In his final years there, he put his efforts into inventing the paper cone loudspeaker, which was later used in every radio. Before he perfected the paper cone speaker, all wireless operators had to use uncomfortable earphones. Even though he invented various useful gadgets, such as the electronic door lock and a continuous ringing alarm clock, wireless was his favorite hobby, end quote. By 1915, Charles Apgar, the wireless wizard, had enhanced, developed, and owned and operated in the basement of his home, quote, one of the most powerful radio receiving sets in the world. In 1915, he translated and recorded coded messages sent from German radio stations in Seville, Long Island, quote, relaying vital sailing dates of U.S. convoys to the German high command, end quote. And each morning, he sent the messages to the American Secret Service, quote, thanks to the work of Charles Apgar, U-boats stopped sinking Allied ships, and German wireless operator was sent to the federal prison at Atlanta, end quote. At the age of 75 during World War II, Charles sent the call to arms to 55,000 radio operators in the U.S., describing the, quote, German spies' fifth column activities 1,000 times more perilous than in 1915, end quote. Charles Apgar was the father of Virginia Apgar, M.D., and Professor Lawrence C. Apgar. Charles Apgar was a husband, father, grandfather, scientist, inventor, hero of World War I and II, and lifelong musician. On August 17, 1950, Charles Apgar died at the age of 85 in Westfield, New Jersey.